Late Night Snack, written by Chris Holmes, narrated by Aaron Miller. Eddie Rydell turned from the urinal, zipped his fly, and then crossed the room to wash his hands. The long mirrored wall behind the sinks provided the perfect vantage point to scope out his competition. Losers! He grinned at the round-faced man next to him, peeling bits of bloody tissue from his double chin.
You missed one, champ!
Eddie tapped his finger on his own chin to indicate the spot. The man leaned closer to the mirror and squinted through his thick glasses.
Thanks! No problem. Us guys gotta stick together, right?
Eddie slapped the man's back. The jolt sent the chubby man's eyeglasses sliding partway down his nose. Speed dating nights at the Apple Martini Lounge brought out all the usual suspects, like Rico, who stood preening in front of the mirror a few sinks down the row. Middle-aged regular, he fussed with strands of black licorice-colored hair, carefully laying them across his shiny scalp and then slicking them into place with spit-covered fingers. Dye-tinted sweat droplets sprouted on his forehead. A curly mat of gray hair protruding from his open collar, cushioning a weighty gold medallion. Rico belonged in the 40 and up dating group on Thursdays, but occasionally he managed to wriggle his way into the 30-somethings event on Fridays. Eddie slid a comb from his back pocket. With his arm poised to run it through his dark, wavy hair, he stopped and smiled at his reflection.
Can't mess with perfection, right?
He pocketed the comb and winked at the young man to his left while mentally sizing him up. Tall, with chiseled features and long, sandy hair pulled back in a ponytail, this new guy could be his only real competition tonight. Eddie stuck out his hand.
Name's Eddie. This your first time at Lightning Lake?
He snickered at his own joke. The man dried his hands, wadded up the paper towels, and tossed them into the trash.
Richard, and yes, it is.
He frowned as he shook Eddie's hand. Eddie squeezed harder. When Richard's eyebrows drew together in discomfort, he released his grip.
Well, this ain't my first rodeo, pal. Be happy to give you some pointers.
No, thank you. I'm good.
Richard picked up a brown leather-bound journal from the counter and tucked it under his arm. He pushed open the men's room door and exited. Eddie followed him down the hallway, around the corner, and into the smoky bar.
I'm 28, but I'm into 30-something women. Most are divorced, still hot looking, and all of them are hot to trot. Wham, bam, thank you, Eddie. And no strings, know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Richard settled at a high top table, opened his book, and retrieved a pen from his jacket pocket. He wrote on a lined page and ignored Eddie. Eddie sat across from him.
So, do people call you Dick?
He laughed and smacked the table with his palm.
No, they call me Richard.
Eddie drummed his fingers on the tabletop in time to the music playing on the jukebox.
What are you writing?
A poem.
Ah, one of them sensitive writer types, huh?
Eddie grinned.
Good angle. Chicks really dig that shit. Does it get you laid much?
Pressing his fingertips to his forehead, Richard shook his head. He straightened his chair and glared across the table.
We're obviously here for different reasons, Eddie. I'm not interested in your advice or your conversation. All right.
Eddie shrugged and then reached out and grabbed a passing waitress's arm.
Hey, sweetie, butt, bottle. And Dick here would like...
He waved an open palm across the table.
White wine, please.
The waitress nodded and hurried off to the bar. Eddie let out a loud guffaw.
White wine? Jeez, ain't that a chick drink?
He stood, snatched the beer bottle from the returning waitress tray, and tossed a $5 bill in its place. The young girl placed Richard's wine glass on the table. With several full glasses still on her tray, she headed for the speed dating private room. Eddie matched her quick stride and sidled up beside her. He pushed open the door and held it for her.
Thanks, she said.
The room held small, candlelit tables with two chairs each and about a dozen young women milling around them. Eddie's practiced gaze honed in on the tall, dark-haired woman in the shiny red dress. She stood in a corner talking to an attractive blonde, almost as tall as she. Eddie had never seen either of them here before, and his mind spun with possibilities. Actresses? Stewardesses on layover? Models? Damn, I bet they're models! He smiled and licked his lips. The raven-haired woman met his lurid stare. Her full, glossy lips curved into a smile, and a flirtatious sparkle lit up her eyes.
Hungry for Eddie? She's mine!
He chugged the rest of his beer while his stare meandered down her body.
Damn, she's whole legs!
He put the empty bottle on the waitress's tray as she made her way to the door. The waitress stopped and shyly admonished him.
Sir, gentlemen aren't allowed in this room until the event starts.
The fact the young girl called him sir bothered him more than her timid warning. He aimed his recently whitened smile at the waitress.
Come on, babe, I ain't doing no harm.
He tucked a folded $10 bill into her shirt pocket. His hand lingered dangerously close to her modest cleavage.
A little secret, okay?
The waitress' cheeks flushed pink. She mumbled something and hurried out the door. Eddie chuckled and returned his attention to his prey. While the rest of the women chatted, sipped cocktails, or checked their makeup in small, shiny compacts, the tall, black-haired beauty and her golden-haired friend stood intently studying a magazine. Their impeccably styled hair and makeup, as well as their high-end attire, made them stand out from the other women.
Way too classy for this crowd. Gotta be models. Probably got their photo in their magazine.
He moved farther into the room to get a closer look at the cover. To his surprise, it wasn't a glamorous fashion magazine, just a copy of People magazine. He wondered why a simple gossip rag would keep these sophisticated beauties so enthralled. An annoyed voice interrupted his thoughts.
You're cheating, Eddie. Now get out of here before I disqualify you.
He flashed a cheesy smile at the bar owner and held up his hands in mock surrender.
Jackie, you offend me. I ain't no cheater.
Jackie gripped his arm and yanked him toward the door with more force than he expected from the wiry, gray-haired woman. She gave him a shove.
Go on! They're lining up at the bar! Go get your number!
He smirked.
Yes, ma'am!
Eddie strolled over to join the pathetic lineup of men. Rico gave Eddie a nervous grin. He blotted his shiny forehead with his folded hanky and then shoved it into his pocket. At the front of the line, the geek in the thick glasses sprayed breath freshener into his mouth and gagged. The man behind him slapped his back until the coughing fit subsided. Like any competition, strategy played a key role, and tonight the plan was to keep close tabs on the poet.
So, Dick, may the best man win, eh?
He punched Richard's arm. The leather journal slipped from beneath the poet's arm. Richard fumbled it, but managed to catch the book before it hit the floor. He opened his mouth to speak, then shook his head at Eddie and turned away. Jackie walked down the line, handing out round metal buttons with numbers printed on them.
You got my number, beautiful,
Eddie quipped.
I got your number a long time ago, Eddie.
She slapped a button into his outstretched palm. Eddie grinned at the black button with a stark white 1 and 3 printed in the center.
13! Guess that's my lucky number tonight. But I thought the limit was 12. One girl dropped out and 2 more signed up at the last minute.
Jackie shrugged.
We're flexible. Wouldn't be those 2 hot models now, would it? They are models, right? You know the rules, Eddie. Stop trying to wheedle information out of me.
The line snaked through the bar and the men filled into the event room, mostly looking as though they were approaching the gallows rather than a social gathering to meet women. Eddie swaggered alongside the back of the pack. Richard stood a head taller than him, but Eddie worked out at the gym religiously. His black Henley clung to his well-defined pecs, and the snug fit outlined a taunt six-pack. Richard had more of a runner's build, lean and toned. What he lacked in height, Eddie made up in bulk. He knew his well-defined muscles turned the ladies on. The men shuffled in place on one side of the room while one of Jackie's perky young bar girls read the rules into a handheld microphone between squawks of electronic feedback.
Ladies and gentlemen, the rules are simple. The ladies will sit at the tables. Each gentleman has 2 minutes to talk to a lady. When the timer sounds, she paused and tapped a bell. That's the signal to move to the next table. After each man has met each lady, they put their buttons on the table here and exit to the bar area to wait. The ladies will have a few minutes to decide and then pick up the numbered button of the man they chose and join him at the bar. Don't wait too long, ladies. The first one to pick up the button wins the date. Each couple will receive a complimentary green apple martini, our signature drink. Good luck, everyone. Let's get started.
Eddie broke from the pack and beat Richard to the first table. He twirled the chair around and sat with his chin resting on his arms across the back. Tonight, his mission was twofold: stay close to Richard, who took a seat at the neighboring table, and have every woman but the dark-haired beauty reject him. He gave the plump redhead seated across from him a quick once-over.
So, how you look in a bikini?
She sputtered something inaudible, and her pale cheeks reddened. With arms crossed, she glared at him for the remaining 1 minute and 55 seconds, and then flipped her middle finger at him when the bell rang.
One down and 11 to go!
Eddie slid into the next chair and grinned at the petite blonde across from him.
Hey, I remember you. Tracy, right?
Sarah. Just keep your mouth shut for 2 minutes, all right, Eddie?
Hey, it wasn't so bad. We had some fun, didn't we, sweetheart?
Shut up, Eddie.
Come on, babe. I'm just reminiscing.
I said shut up. Why do you always have to show up here and ruin my night?
Not my fault I ruin you for other men. Can't blame you. I mean, damn. Look at these guys and then look at me.
The bell.
What?
Time's up. Leave.
Eddie rose with a shrug and continued down the line of women towards his goal. He barely spoke to any and purposely insulted those who showed the faintest interest in him. Usually at these events, he reveled in having two or more women fighting over his numbered button. But not tonight. None of the women came close to the living fantasy who waited for him at the last table. He was hell-bent to win her over. The provocative duo of models graced the last two tables. First, the blonde, and then his raven-haired prize. Ahead of him, and acting the perfect gentleman, Richard stood as he introduced himself to the sultry, dark-haired woman, then sat and continued his polite banter. More than once, her blonde friend, whom Eddie sat across from, glanced over at Richard. Eddie grunted.
Right, a boy might get lucky tonight with the second hottest woman in the room.
He gazed over at the dark-haired woman while the blonde chatted on in an odd accent, punctuated by clicking sounds. The brunette's perfect face offered him no clues. Eddie couldn't tell if she was impressed with Richard or not. The bell rang. Richard stood, gave a courteous nod, and strode off to place his button on the table. Eddie eased into his still-warm chair. With eyes wide, he dug deep to feign a sincere tone and launched into his speech.
You're the most breathtaking woman I've ever seen. My name's Eddie, number 13. If you choose me tonight, you'll make me the happiest guy in the world.
He smiled.
And I promise you'll be very satisfied with your choice.
The woman studied him in silence, her expression as still as an exquisite mannequin.
What's your name?
Eddie leaned across the table, enthralled by her flawless gold-tan skin and hypnotic brown eyes peering at him beneath a thick fringe of lashes. Amber sparkles from the flickering candle flame danced in her eyes like tiny fireworks. In a low voice, as smooth as a cat's purr, she answered,
"Jennifer.
Jennifer, please, you gotta pick me."
He mustered his best boyish smile and pressed his folded hands together under his chin. Her supple red lips slowly parted and her head dipped in a nearly imperceptible nod. Eddie blew out a long breath, surprising himself that he'd been holding it as he awaited her response. The bell sounded, yet he sat staring at her. The pudgy guy with glasses tapped his shoulder.
It's my turn.
Brushing away the man's hand, Eddie stood and pressed his metal button into the woman's hand.
Number 13. I'll just leave this with you, Jennifer.
Her skin felt cool and silky against his fingers.
I'll be waiting in the bar.
He exited the room and beelined it to the bar. With a fresh beer in hand, he paced around the tables, waiting for the doors to open and the women to exit. The last two men emerged from the event room and made their way into the bar. The heavy-set geek and Rico, mopping his forehead with his rumpled handkerchief stained with black hair dye.
Come on, come on, what's taking so long?
Eddie drained his beer bottle and slammed it down on the table. Richard sat in a corner calmly scribbling in his journal, oblivious to the nervous group of men around him. Eddie cursed him under his breath. He'd never felt so anxious about winning a date. His obsession with Jennifer had set the stakes higher tonight. Finally, a young hostess opened the double doors. A mixture of sweet scents wafted in the air as the group of women filed past. Four made sharp right turns and headed for the exit. Seven strolled into the bar. Jennifer and her blonde friend were in neither group. Eddie moved closer to the open doors as the women fanned out into the bar area, approached different men, and presented the numbered buttons. Chair legs scraped on the wooden floor as the couples settled at tables. The noise level rose with bursts of laughter and then the hum of small talk. Waitresses carried trays of festive lime-colored drinks and served them to each of the lucky couples. The tall blonde exited the private room, brushed past Eddie, and headed directly for Richard. His head jerked up from his journal. He smiled, stood, and offered her a chair.
Son of a bitch! Poetry boy scored! Eddie muttered.
He spun around to look for Jennifer and bumped into the raven-haired woman. She held up a button.
13?
Her lips parted in a smile, framing a dazzling white array of perfect teeth.
That's right, baby.
Eddie took the button and stuffed it into his jacket pocket.
Call me Eddie.
Eddie?
Do you speak English?
He asked.
Little.
Hey, that's cool.
He slipped his arm around her waist.
You want a drink?
She cocked her head and stared blankly at him.
Drink?
He brought his cupped hands to his mouth to demonstrate. She repeated the motion and then shook her head.
No drink.
Okay, you hungry? I know a place not far from here. It might be too late for dinner, but maybe we can grab a snack.
Jennifer blinked and looked at him.
Snack? Eat.
He pantomimed the motions of eating. Her eyes widened and she nodded.
Yes. Eat snack.
Her interest in food confirmed his suspicions. Models usually starve themselves. A late night snack could be the ticket to score with this beauty.
All right, let's blow this joint.
Eddie led her toward the exit. She pulled away from him and hurried over to the table where Richard sat in earnest conversation with her blonde friend. Eddie waited while Jennifer leaned and whispered into the blonde's ear.
Wouldn't it be a kick if they both left with me?
He envisioned himself sauntering down the block with a gorgeous model on each arm.
That'd teach that asswipe Richard.
But the blonde stayed seated when Jennifer turned and strode back towards Eddie. He instantly forgot about her friend as he watched her approach. Her long, lean body screamed sexuality with each sensuous step. He held up his cell and snapped a picture. The guys at the construction site would be gaping at his phone Monday morning with their mouths hanging open. If he played it right, he'd have much more intimate photos to entertain the boys with on their lunch hour. Hell, he'd probably have to wipe their drool off his phone.
"Sorry, I thought this place stayed open later," Eddie fibbed.
They strolled arm in arm past the closed Italian bistro near his apartment building.
"Hey, I live right around the corner. What do you say we go to my place for a snack?"
Jennifer replied, but Eddie couldn't understand her. She had the same funny accent as her blonde friend. He imagined they were European models visiting the city for some fashion shoot. Not that it mattered. The language of lust overcame all barriers. Leading his sexy prize up the stone steps and down a dingy hallway, he unlocked the door of his one-room studio. Eddie flicked on the wall switch as he entered. Two dim lamps glowed on either side of a worn black leather sofa that doubled as his bed. Eddie motioned for her to sit and flicked on a DVD player on his way into the kitchenette. Soft jazz music filled the room. He pulled a bottle of red wine from the refrigerator as an afterthought, grabbed the block of Velveeta next to it, and a box of crackers from on top of the fridge. After depositing the items onto the chipped, black lacquered coffee table, he returned to the kitchen and rummaged in a cabinet for two clean glasses.
"It ain't a fancy restaurant, but the company's excellent."
He shrugged off his jacket and poured the wine. He handed Jennifer a glass, tapped his against it, and winked.
"To late night snacks."
Her eyes widened at the clinking sound.
"Snack, yes."
She hesitated a moment, then winked at him and brought the glass to her mouth. Eddie realized she mirrored his actions, probably due to the fact she barely knew English. He didn't mind her silence. It felt refreshing to not have to endure hours of tedious small talk just to get laid. He tested his theory by pulling off his shoes and then his shirt. Jennifer's gaze strolled over his muscular chest and hard stomach. Her eyes sparkled and her tongue flicked across her bottom lip. Eddie slipped his hand around her back and tugged the zipper of her dress. She pleasantly surprised him when she stood in front of him and shrugged the satin straps off her shoulders. The shimmering red material slithered down her naked body and pooled on the floor around her feet. Reaching around her, Eddie picked up his phone and snapped a succession of photos, starting with her full, round breasts and then aiming the lens lower.
"You're so hot!"
He stood, unzipped his jeans, and peeled the tight denim down his legs. He paused from snapping pictures as he bent to untangle his feet from his pants. A drop of clear liquid fell on his phone screen. It sizzled and seared a hole through the glass.
"What the hell?"
He stared up at Jennifer. Strands of glistening drool dripped from her mouth. He dropped the phone when the acidic liquid burnt his fingers. More fiery saliva splattered onto his bare legs, melting his skin on contact and burning holes through his flesh. He cried out in pain as Jennifer shoved him down on the sofa and straddled him with her long legs. She gyrated on his lap, shrugging her shoulders until her silky, tan skin split down the center of her face. The slit continued down her long neck, between her perfect breasts, and then down her taut abdomen and legs. Her skin slipped to the floor with a soft swish, revealing a shiny, brown exoskeleton beneath.
"What the fuck? What are you—"
She speared Eddie's shoulder with her razor-sharp points on the ends of her long arms. They pierced through his skin, flesh, and cartilage with ease, impaling him to the leather sofa back. Fractal images of his writhing body reflected in her enormous, compound eyes, which shone yellow in the dim light. The rows of sharp spines on her legs shredded the flesh on his thighs as she undulated in his lap. Pinned to the sofa with his arms paralyzed, Eddie's cries mingled with harsh, shallow gasps as the liquefied flesh and muscle of his shoulders drizzled down onto his forearms in a pinkish-red stream.
"Get off me!"
He kicked his legs in a desperate attempt to dislodge the giant insect-like creature from his lap.
"Snack!"
She opened her huge mandibles and dipped her head downward. Sheets of viscous slime stretched across the dark, gaping hole of her open mouth. Eddie screamed and stared in terror as the hole grew larger and larger until it enveloped his head and silenced his horrified shrieks. Her saliva quickly melted flesh and bone. She slurped the liquefied mass from the sofa cushions and floor with her long, tubular tongue. It was after 2 a.m. as Jennifer made her way down the dark street towards the Apple Martini Lounge. With her skin flushed pink and stomach full, movement was an effort. She walked slowly to conserve calories and not digest her meal too quickly. Her daughter's pale blonde hair stood out in the small group of patrons exiting the bar. She hugged the tall, sandy-haired man she had chosen as her date. Richard kissed her hand tenderly, then turned and strolled off. The young blonde ran to her mother.
"Look," the girl said in their native language.
She held up a paper.
"He wrote a poem about me."
Two men walking by turned to look as the women gestured and emitted a series of loud clicks.
"A poem will not sustain you for the journey home."
Jennifer's eyes glowed amber with anger.
"Foolish child, you will perish on the long trip without nourishment. Why did you allow him to leave?"
"He was so sweet. I couldn't."
She fingered the poem and then hugged it against her chest.
"Come,"
Jennifer hurried down the street, pulling her daughter along by the arm.
"Snack," she pointed. "Hurry."
The blonde girl sprinted up behind Rico as he trudged along the deserted street toward home.
"Snack,"
she called out. Rico stopped, turned, confusion flickered in his eyes, and then a broad grin lit up his pockmarked face.
"I remember you from the bar. I thought you left with that young, never mind. I'm Rico, and you are?"
"Paris."
"Cute name. And that accent, is it French?"
She smiled in reply and then said,
"Need snack?"
"Snack? Yeah, sure. There's an all-night diner a couple blocks from here."
He smiled and held up his arm.
"My treat."
Paris grasped Rico's arm and dragged him into a nearby alley. Her mother pulled the People magazine from her bag and studied the odd markings on the cover while she waited and kept watch at the entrance of the alley. Jennifer Lopez and Paris Hilton's faces smiled up at her from the glossy paper.